to be or not to be? That is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the swings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them, to die, to sleep.
Welcome to Caffeination 027. Yes, this is Caffeination 27 here. This is the Old Time Podcast. Yeah, we have a good lineup for you today. Here we have a whole bunch of tech tidbits, a little bit of a tech podcast network information. We have plenty of good caffeinated bits for you, and we have some great PodSafe music lined up for you from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Well, hi everybody, how's it going? I just wanted to kind of update you on a couple little things. First of all, a little bit of the trials and tribulations of trying out our new hardware here. So far, the mic and the board have been treating me very well. We both have Samsung, the C0 Studio Condenser mic, as I'm reading it upside down, and the Samsung MDR624. Outstanding little mixer board I have over there. The only problem I've had is getting the audio off of it. If you remember what I was saying in the last podcast, we were having some problems with an adapter, so I went out and bought like an all-in-one little gadget, two little RCA outs to one little mini jack in. Apparently the cables weren't good enough quality because I had a funky little line hiss on everything. So we're back to the adapter, but so far it hasn't been giving me any problems. So I'll let you know if we end up upgrading anything else to try and get the best possible quality of sound for everybody out there. This is going to be an interesting show for you, so hopefully everything will work out the right way and we won't have any more problems like we did last time. If you noticed last time in the last song we played from the PodSafe Music Network, there were some weird little clips in the middle of it. I don't know how to properly explain it, but it's because of, I think it's because I had like two different versions of Flash running at the same time because I was trying to play it live from their website. So I've decided against doing that this time. We actually have it set up in a separate audio player. It's in Windows Media Player right now, and then I have my little Flash soundboard that I created up there. So, hopefully we're going to get some good content out there for you. Well, first up from the PodSafe Music Network, we have a great song that I kind of heard on one of the other podcasts that I listened to, and I can't remember which one at the moment, but I've been in love with it ever since, and I didn't even know it. So when I found it, I mean, I know that sounds really stupid, but when I found it browsing around the PodSafe Music Network, I was looking, I was going, huh, that sounds familiar. When I started to play it, I started to sing along. I was like, oh man, that's the song. So I kind of wanted to throw it back out there for everybody. I'm kind of glad that I'm able to do that. So up here, up first here, we have from Stone Fox. From the Golden Gods, we have their song, Stone Fox, from the PodSafe Music Network. Let me know what you think of it.
Stone Fox!
Again, that was Stone Fox from the Golden Gods. Yeah, so alright, that didn't sound too bad there. Hopefully it didn't anyway. Well, we have a pretty good show lined up for you today, as I said before. First, I'd like to get a couple little personal things up off my chest. We've been looking for a new headquarters here for the Caffeination, so the wife and I have been out house hunting. We almost had one property this past weekend, but so far, no dice. I'll be letting everybody know exactly what's going to be happening and when we might be moving, just in case people give a crap. So, yeah, just wanted to throw that out there, let everybody know what we're trying to do. So there might be a couple episodes of the Caffeination which end up just being all music episodes. So if you have favorite artists, we would love to hear about them. Well, favorite PodSafe artists, that is. You can email us at caffeination@gmail.com. And you can send us listener feedback via voicemail at 206-202-2338. And if you're listening to this podcast on the Tech Podcast Network stream, then you can find it at www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. All right, well, now that we got that out of the way, we're going to head into the tech tidbits section here at the Caffeination. If I sound a little bit better today than I did on the last show, a little bit more upbeat, you know, kind of scary, but upbeat. Yeah, bad movie. Chick movie, sorry. But if I sound a little bit better, it's because I am. I had the beginnings of a very bad stomach bug last time and ended up taking the next day off from work, so I didn't get very much of a productive podcast out there. Wasn't too bad by the standards of the ones that I've had. Wasn't anywhere near the Caffeination uh-oh that we threw out there, but still wasn't the best podcast I've ever done. I think I feel a little bit better today, so we're going to rock this podcast out, go through the tech tidbits a little bit more rapid fire today. So first up, is Google planning on taking over the world one application at a time? Well, a lot of people might have noticed over the past week, but Google bought a company which creates a 3D rendering application, or 3D modeling application actually, called SketchUp. It's a cute little application. It's not like necessarily a hardcore professional's application for doing 3D modeling for architecture or anything, but it's definitely a good modeling program to get in there and kind of work around the basics a little bit. One of our listeners, Bob Tramp, actually sent this to me originally before I even saw it on Google. I mean, as I've said before, I'm a pretty big fan of how Google does business, and I love a lot of their little applications that they've been working with. Tried Google Pages, tried their calendar application. Oh, if you'd like to subscribe to our calendar to find out what's happening here at the Caffeination, just send me an email and I'll gladly let you add yourself. So, yeah, it's calendar.google.com is their little calendar application. But, yeah, you can find this at sketchup.google.com. They have a free version, so this is actually a free 3D modeling application. Say that three times fast. Yeah, so it's a pretty interesting little product. I actually played with it when they had the 12-hour demo out there. So, oh, I actually don't want that one. There we go. All right. Yeah, so I actually played when they had the old-style 12-hour demo of it. It was pretty interesting. They took out some of the more advanced rendering features for the free application. So I'm going to play with it a little bit more, and what the basic idea of this is you can model any building, then save it to Google's servers. So it's possible to actually model every building in Philadelphia, and then send it in, and they'll appear on Google Earth. Interesting concept, but then again, you might get people trying to rock the boat, as I know some people might, and submit slightly falsified versions of buildings. I hope there's some kind of error checking inherent in their little scheme there, but yeah, should be interesting, as always. I have to try and change the way I talk, because I know I throw that should be interesting thing out there about 25 times a show. Anyway, on to the next little bit of news. Well, one of my big passions in life is actually video gaming, and I like to throw out whatever kind of interesting video game news whenever I find it. Well, up next we have Nintendo Revolution has now changed its name. Apparently, I didn't know this, but Revolution was only a working title. So everybody's been talking about Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and then the Nintendo Revolution. Well, apparently Nintendo didn't think Revolution was a revolutionary name enough, so they're going with the Nintendo Wii. Yeah. That's W, lowercase I, lowercase I. First thing I saw it, I thought they mispronounced or mistyped World War II, but Yeah, they say the two eyes are supposed to signify two people getting together and multiple people getting together to play. I don't really know about how much then I like the name. Then again, I hated Xbox 360 when it first came out. Still don't think it's a good idea for a name. I actually thought they should have called it the Next Box, but then I remembered that one of Steve Jobs' old companies was actually Next Computing, so that probably wouldn't have worked. And Box is actually a boutique manufacturer of computers, so that wouldn't have worked either. So I guess 360 is where they ended up. Well, Nintendo, a lot of people have been kind of ripping into them about this name, but you have to really think about it. I mean, I saw a very, very good explanation of the naming convention over on Penny Arcade. How much free advertising are they getting for their product right now? I mean, I know I'm talking about it, and know a lot of other people are talking about it, but seriously, they're getting a hell of a lot of free advertising out of this one goofy little name. So we'll see where that takes them, and we'll actually see how revolutionary the little concept actually turns out to be, because apparently their controller for the system is actually only supposed to be held in one hand, like a remote, and it's supposed to kind of be spatially cognizant, so that means if you were to move the remote back and forth, a character in a game might swing his sword back and forth. Very interesting concept. We'll see exactly how intelligent it is about where it lies in space. Sorry about that right there. So we're going to move on now to, if you remember back to the beginning of this show, way back, 6 or 7 minutes ago, we actually had a very weird little sound there. Actually, 13 minutes ago. But we had a very weird little sound there. It sounded kind of like a computer reading Shakespeare. Well, actually, that was one of the first demonstrations back in 1963 of computer voice recognition. Well, this brings us to the next two links in the show notes, the first of which being, ever wonder why HAL, the supercomputer from 2001 A Space Odyssey, sang Daisy Daisy as he was dying? Well, apparently, the song Daisy Daisy was actually the first computer music ever recorded. So I have a recording lined up here. I'm actually going to see if I can line it up so everybody can hear it. But, yeah. So, that should get us there. So I'm going to try and fade this out here, and then hopefully you'll be able to hear the whole thing. Please bear with me. There's a little bit of a lag in this, so hopefully it'll all work out all right. We're going to stop that first. Okay, and then we're going to fire you up.
In purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Yeah, okay, so that was more than a little bit weird when you actually sit down and listen to it. But you might not think that's kind of a catchy little tune there, but I've listened to it a couple times. You can find the clip over at vintagecomputermusic.com. Apparently they have a whole bunch of different links to different stuff that was produced early on. It's called the First Philadelphia Computer Music Festival. I don't know when this little... Oh, okay, sorry. It was part of a 1978 festival, August 25th in Philadelphia. Well, they have all of their little tracks up for download, so I downloaded that one, and I'm playing little selected clips for it from you. So here's the next part of the clip, which I might think you would find rather interesting. So again, let me know what you think of this one.
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Okay, so yeah, that's a sampling of Daisy Daisy. So now we understand a little bit more of why Hal from 2001 A Space Odyssey was actually singing that song. So yeah, so I just wanted to kind of throw that out there, let people know exactly, oh, that was a bit loud. Don't know why that came in that loud. Yeah, just wanted to kind of throw that out there and show people exactly why that might have been sung during that particular point in time. But yeah. So there's that, and then, I actually linked to both parts of that. So there's a link to VintageComputerMusic.com there, and there's also a link to the story over on CNET from Blogma or something like that, where they discussed it. So I think through that article there might even be a link further on to the Wikipedia article on that. I decided two links was probably the most that most people could stomach for this. And then the last thing's a little gadget that I saw, which was just absolutely awesome, so I had to throw it out here. Apparently, this thing is only the size of a credit card. It says it's 85 by 54 by 3 millimeters, and it holds 16 gigs of data. There's supposed to be a little clip that comes out the one side and lets you plug it into a USB drive. Now, this would be absolutely awesome. As a tech, I would love to have this, to be able to walk through the lab and have 16 gigs of data at my beck and call. I begin to wonder if they're going to use this for stuff like iPods and things in the future, so just wanted to kind of let people know about that and throw that technology out there and make everybody aware of stuff like that. So, again, we take all of your little comments and everything at caffeination@gmail.com. And more along the lines of that, we actually have... that's a little better. More along the lines of that, I wanted to propose a new section for here at the Caffeination. I know that I myself have plenty of horror stories from the IT support industry, and of course, you know, I want to eliminate everybody's name involved so that you don't run afoul of the governing bodies at your particular institution. In fact, I will change your name if you so choose. But I'd like to share a couple of the stories that I've seen recently, and people like to ask me, I heard that whole cup holder thing where people were putting mugs and things in the CD tray. Is that true? Yeah, I've actually seen it happen once. I've seen students pour orange soda into a printer. I've seen family members pour orange soda into a printer. I don't know what it is about orange soda that makes it an intrinsic buddy to printers, but yeah, that's something I've actually seen. But I gladly share my horror stories if you start sending me some of your horror stories. Do you have funny little relatives or something like that that you think would... not necessarily benefit, but you think we'd get a kick out of the things your relatives have done? Do you work in the IT support industry and you want to share some of the stories with us? So please send us your ID10Ts, your 404s, send us your flashing 12s, give us your LCDs, your tired Pebcacs, and your LARTs. Yes, we would like everybody to send us all their stories, and please indicate if you'd like me to change your name, not provided, or do anything else, and I'd gladly share them with everybody, because I know at family parties I love to share little stories that I've heard and little funny things that I've seen, so I'm going to collect a couple of my own thoughts and change the names around, make sure no identifying details are in there other than a possible interaction with me, and then I'm going to throw them out there on Wednesday's show. I'm probably going to do like a regular little bit here, so if you see something funny and you can't remember anything now, but you see something over the next week, please send it to caffeination@gmail.com, or if you really feel adventurous, you can call our listener line at 206-202-CAFE. Alright, now for the main Tech Podcasting Network, we have the U3 Developer Contest over at techpodcast.com/contest. You can get a leg up on the contest by listening to this past Saturday's Tech Podcast Roundtable. So I'd encourage everybody to go over there because they were talking a little bit about parallelization running Windows XP on a Mac at the same time that the Mac OS was running and a whole bunch of other different topics. So that's techpodcasts.com. That's techpodcasts.com. So you might want to head over there and check out their show, the shows that they have linked over there. Okay. Well, now on to the caffeinated bits for today's show. We're trying to run a little bit quicker of a show than we did last time. I think last time was our longest show ever. Right now we're at 22 minutes, so let's see if we can get this one in. Not too much caffeinated news, like I said. Not every show I can find all the best in caffeinated news, but I definitely do stupid things on a fairly regular basis, it seems, any day now, so I figure I'd share one of my latest stupid things that I've done. I mean, everybody remembers with, as I do, abject horror when I put salt in instant coffee and drank that. So if you don't remember that, I think that was on Caffeination 24, so you might want to go and listen to that, because the horror was still fresh in my mind for that. But up here we have, every once in a while you realize that your day just isn't going to go your way. On Thursday of last week, I had to take off, so Friday was a big day of catch-ups. I had meetings in, about half the day, and was talking to faculty, talking to students, trying to get everything all settled for the weekend, because it's finals, coming up real soon, so I wanted to make sure everything was all set to jet this weekend. So I decided, this was a good time for an afternoon pot of coffee. I'm having a bad day if I'm going to brew a pot of coffee at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because it damn well better be gone by 5 when I leave. So, alright, so I set everything all up. I had just recently cleaned the coffee maker I have in work. It's a Windmere coffee maker from my wife's grandmother. It was a fabulous little gift. She had no use of it anymore, so I figured give it to the guy who drinks more coffee than most people in a day than most people do in a week. Sorry about that, but so what I did was I loaded it all up with the coffee grounds, filled it up to about 8 cups out of the 12 cup capacity, because I'm trying to cut back, 8 instead of 12, and let her rip. So then I was, going about, was working on a couple Macs in the office, working on the server, flipping around, doing different things. One of the faculty members came in, started talking to me, and they said, "What's that smell? You're making coffee, right?" "Yeah." "Okay." He's like, "Well, don't you need a pot for that?" And I turn around, and it had been probably, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes since I had checked the pot, and I was smelling. I was like, "Oh man, I can't wait to have this coffee. It's gonna be so great." And I turn around, and I neglected to put the pot under the coffee maker. Now, apparently I do this kind of frequently, or do something this stupid kind of frequently, because I have a little drip tray under my coffee maker in case I screw up and spill things, so it doesn't get all over the office. But, the coffee grounds had backed up into the little apparatus behind it, and the tank on the back of the coffee maker was actually full of coffee with grounds, and then the little armature that goes up and over and sprays the heated water was full of coffee grounds, and there was coffee grounds all over the drip tray and all over the heating pad, and it was cooking the grounds and whatever else had come. But it was one of those coffee pots that you can pull out and still pour a cup of coffee and then put back in and it starts to drip again. So I tried to throw the coffee pot in there, and that did nothing but worsen the situation, so I had to unplug the whole thing, wait about 35 minutes for it to cool down, and take it into the bathroom in a bucket, because it was just so horrible, and clean the whole thing over again. So yeah, apparently wasn't paying too much attention, and the rest of the day didn't get any better from that. So the only good thing about that day was that it was Friday, and I didn't have to go back to work until tomorrow. Yeah, that is tomorrow. Okay, so, I just wanted to kind of throw that out there, let everybody, kind of a public service announcement. If you were planning on brewing a pot of coffee and it's late in the day and you haven't been paying attention, you might want to make sure that you actually put all three key ingredients in. First of all, you need the water in the back of the coffee maker. Second of all, you need the coffee grounds, hopefully in a coffee filter, unless you have a coffee pot that doesn't need that, like a metal percolator. And then you, last but not least, you need to put the coffee pot under the drip percolator section of the coffee pot apparatus. So yeah, hopefully everybody will remember to do that, and hopefully I will too this week. Already I can tell this week's going to be a little bit better off, because I have a little bit more energy on Sunday night. It's around 11:22, so hopefully we're going to be able to rock the rest of this episode out. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of thank everybody for listening. If you've been listening to the Caffeination since episode 1, you might want to keep listening, because there's going to be some questions over the next couple shows, and might be giving out some prizes if I can find them around here. So you might want to keep up and listening to that. You can actually go back through our archives and listen to old ones, so we encourage you to do that. And Next up from the PodSafe Music Network, we have a band called Radio Haven, which I actually spelled wrong in the show notes, and I will have to fix before I send that out. Yes, Radio Haven and their song, Better Me. So let me know what you think of it, and here's Radio Haven with Better Me. Song too good, so I'm going to have to go back and pop a couple of little bad words out of that one. So, yeah, sorry if any of them get through. Apparently, yeah, that song kind of... Oh, yeah, there we go. Alright, so hopefully we're going to get all them out of there for you, because one of the qualifications for entry into the Tech Podcasting Network is that you have a G-rated show. Now, if you listen to some of the earlier Caffeinations, it's definitely not G-rated, so it's probably more G, PG, maybe even PG-13 at times. Don't ever drop the F-bomb, but I do a couple other things. I think it's a little bit better off for me to actually do a G-rated show here. Hopefully, when I actually have my children old enough to listen to podcasts, they'll be able to listen to all of them without worrying about it. So definitely going to have to go back and pop a couple of those little songs out of there. But still, I do my best to try and eliminate most of the more objectionable content here and don't want to get flagged as explicit or anything, but still. Well, thanks everybody for listening. All of our returning listeners, thank you very much, and hope this show was enjoyable for you. All of our new listeners, thanks very much for stopping by, and hope you do again real soon. We're a twice-weekly podcast we throw out on Sunday and Wednesday nights, so usually by Monday and Thursday mornings, respectively, you can download this show with a little no problem, hopefully. Yes, you can find our show at www.caffeination.com. That's CAFFINATION.com. The Caffeination is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, everybody, thanks a lot for listening, and stay caffeinated, people.